In a cartoon, words appear through clouds. A winged demon carries away Flanders. A billboard reads, "Winter at Squidport. Dead seals wash up daily." In school, Bart writes on the chalkboard, "We do need no education." He skateboards out, scattering a pile of leaves to reveal Barney underneath. As Homer leaves the nuclear plant, he drops a glowing rod into his containment suit. At a grocery store, Marge reads a magazine, while a clerk slides Maggie across the barcode scanner. At band rehearsal, Lisa plays saxophone. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from the Fox Broadcasting Company. Described by Kate O'Toole, read by Pat Lentz. In the Simpsons driveway, Lisa almost runs over her father on her bike. Marge's car plows into him. Now the Simpsons ride a taxi crawling through heavy city traffic. Homer impatiently checks his watch, then signals for his family to get out. Following them, Homer throws cash through the front seat window. The family runs down a sidewalk. Pausing for a game of three-card Monty, Homer loses. As he pays up, Marge drags him on. Outside a building, a doorman shakes his head and points at his clipboard. Homer headbutts him, then dashes in with his family. Outside a soundstage, a woman tries to stop them. Homer headbutts her, too. On a stage, David Letterman sits at his desk beside an empty couch.
So what are we doing here? What is it, the thing where the family runs in and sits down?
The Simpsons clamber onto the couch.
That's it? We flew you in and put you up for that? I think we're done here. Paul?
Paul Schaefer's band plays. Letterman faces us with a weary scowl. Created by Matt Groening. Developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Sam Simon. In a packed courtroom, Burns' lawyer leans toward us on the witness stand.
Lisa Simpson, your actions have brought devastation upon this town. And all because of your selfish desire to be accepted by others.
Leave her alone! That's my only talking daughter!
Maggie starts to object, but puts her pacifier back in.
Lethal injector on the electric chair!
Bart, it's okay to say that at home, but not in court. Take it back!
Withdrawn.
Now, Lisa, tell your side of the story and use your big voice.
Well, it all started a couple of months ago.
Your Honor, I'd like to request that everyone in the court picture in their minds what the witness is describing.
I'll allow it, but no flights of fancy.
Like all too many stories about my family, it began with somebody watching television.
In an alley.
Well, McBain, you certainly picked a bad time to come out of retirement. I hope you have a cobra plan.
The villain opens a case holding a cobra. McBain punches it.
You are suffering from a reptile dysfunction.
A boy's head blocks our view.
Down in front!
Driving, Homer watches the movie in the car ahead.
Why do kids have heads?
Homie, stop watching the movie in the other people's car.
Oh, but I'm invested in the characters.
You'll miss the turnoff to the fancy new mall.
I make my own turnoffs.
He enters a parking garage through the exit-only lane.
And that, kids, is how you stick it to the Town Center Real Estate Investment Trust.
They pull into a parking spot. Another car pulls up and puts on its turn signal.
Someone thinks we're leaving. I'll wave them off.
No. Let's see how long we can keep them waiting. Everyone act like we're buckling up to go home.
Honey?
Marge, if you were married to Da Vinci, you wouldn't tell him not to Da Vinci.
Marge reluctantly fastens her seatbelt. As the other driver waits, Homer puts on a show of preparing to leave. The driver drums his fingers on the steering wheel as Homer pulls out a map. Facing his rearview mirror, Homer applies eyeliner, bats his eyes, then shakes his head and wipes it off. The other car pulls behind them.
Damn it, are you leaving or not?
Leaving? Why on earth would you think that?
The Simpsons leave their car.
We totally wasted his time.
And ours.
Now they walk through a posh outdoor mall filled with luxurious shops.
This place is so great. When a trolley hits you, it doesn't even hurt.
As he stands on the tracks, a trolley bounces off his belly. Homer lets it bounce off his butt.
You try it, Maggie.
He lets the trolley bump into her.
Ooh, condos.
Lenny comes out.
Lenny, do you live here?
Yeah, I just moved in. I have a drip and dots for breakfast every morning. At lunch, I get a massage in front of strangers, and then I spend the afternoon browsing cell phone skins.
Ever get tired of those dancing waters?
Bart gestures to a fountain spouting water in graceful arcs.
The day I moved in! So what are we all gonna do together?
Actually, we just came to do some shopping. As a family.
Oh, No worries.
Mr. Mall can make his own excitement.
He enters an American Princess store.
Give me $1 from every time period and set me up for a tea party in a private room.
Lenny, you asked me to stop you from coming back in here. Let me help you.
You can help me by giving me Ellis Island Emily.
He picks up a doll.
Hi, dear. I'm your Uncle Lenny. I'm going to buy you an all-new wardrobe, fix your teeth, send you to the best schools, and you're going to hate and resent me for it. Because you're an American now.
The Simpsons ride the trolley.
I was hanging on to these gift cards as investments, but then half the companies went out of business. Better sort those out.
As she chucks them, an in-memoriam screen shows them one after the other. Linens and such, Circuit Circus, Marvin's, GAO Schwartz, Crop Duster Video, and Burns & Noble. Marge fans the remaining cards and holds them out to Homer, who nervously picks one. It's for The Learning Place.
Go! Oh! Do over!
The next card reads Cinnabon.
Woohoo!
As the trolley stops, Homer enters the Cinnabon store.
Unspool it into my mouth till that card is at zero. Draw the curtain.
As a giant cinnamon roll on a turning stand unspools into Homer's mouth, the clerk draws the curtains. Now, in creme de la creams, Bart tries moisturizer.
Sir, as a complexion scientist, I must advise you against using any more. This is the most powerful hydrator we sell.
Less blathering, more slathering.
Bart uncaps the bottle and douses himself with it. Gleaming and shiny, he goes outside and slides down the sidewalk on his belly.
Yo, Bart dude, can I get a ride to the food court?
Hop on!
Otto rides Bart like a skateboard down a winding stair rail. Landing at a food court, he tucks Bart under his arm. At a Blocko store, Lisa finds building block sets themed on robots, outer space, and dragons.
I kind of want to create my own thing. Do you sell any just plain sets?
No, we do all the imagining for you.
Well, I'll just buy one of these and build something different.
You do, and you'd better build yourself a lawyer.
In court.
Miss Simpson, does the court really need to hear everything that happened in every store your family visited?
Trust me, I've left a lot out and cleaned up the swears. Anyway, I ran into some schoolmates and thought they might be friendly. That's what kids do, right? Hang out at the mall together? But when I went over...
She greets Sherry and
Hi,
Terry.
Guys. What are you doing? Duh. Having feathers woven into our hair. Those girls are snotty and shallow. Tell them off. Can I join you? Lisa, how can we put this? You're the reason no one wears silly bands anymore. They don't?
She forces bracelets off her arm. They form letters on the ground spelling loser. She kicks them and they spell dork. Back at Cinnabon.
Enough!
Marge drags Homer away by the collar and takes him to a Mapple store.
I don't trust this place. Where are the cashiers?
He notices a rotating stand where a laptop so slim seems to vanish when viewed edge on.
Yeah, the lightest, most desirable computer in the world for the next 3 weeks. The Mapple Void.
As the salesman opens the laptop, it shines heavenly light.
I'll take it, provided you charge me for services that Google offers for free.
I already have.
Sweet.
Now at home.
This computer is so great. I'm watching the latest Sofia Coppola movie at 20 times speed to make it seem like a normal movie.
I think it just froze. Oh, no. No, that bird just moved.
Lisa drags her backpack in.
Uh-oh, a draggy backpack.
I have no friends.
Aw, sweetie. Hey, why don't you make friends with my new computer?
Okay.
Let me just finish downloading the complete works of Shakespeare.
As the download completes, Homer drags the file to the trash.
Now who's the greatest writer of all time?
He kisses his flexed biceps. At night, Lisa sits at the laptop.
I'd have more friends if I knew what people liked, but I won't know what people like unless I'm their friend. It's a conundrum.
Helpful hint. If you want friends, don't use words like conundrum.
Bart answers the phone.
Chimbo heard me say it. I'm dead.
He runs out. On a Springfield Elementary chat board, Lisa types, "Do you like ice cream?" Among the answers, Ralph's reads, "As a food and a pillow." Lisa types, "Saturday's rule." Among the affirmative responses, Ralph offers, "Daddy's gun tastes like pennies."
It's easier to be friends with lots of people online than one person in person. What if I started an online meeting place where all are equal and I am the undisputed center?
Outside, Bart dangles from the tree by his ankles. Jimbo punches him.
What's this for a conundrum?
It's not really a conundrum. Sit at my feet and I will elaborate.
Bart and Jimbo punch Martin.
So to summarize, Your Honor, Lisa Simpson created this social network because she had no friends.
No, that is not true.
May I remind you, you're under oath.
All right already. I had no friends.
With an attitude like that, I wouldn't be her friend.
Life is too dang short.
Brendine smokes a crack pipe.
So, since I had no friends, I assembled a motley crew of the friendless to help me construct my social network. Did we become friends? No.
In a flashback, Lisa and the nerds work in the Springfield Elementary Computer Lab.
As the CEO of Springface, I want you all to have fun as you write source code until you fall asleep at your consoles.
Nelson walks in.
Here's my favorite computer game, Angry Nerds!
He wedgie launches Martin into the other nerds.
Nelson, is there any way I could be your friend?
The only way I would be your friend is if I could click a box under your picture saying, accept friendship request from.
Nelson, you've just given us the template for our site.
I don't care.
He rolls an outdated, roundish computer like a bowling ball, knocking down all the nerds except Martin and Database in a 7-10 split.
If we don't move, his odds of getting us both are 374-1.
A rolling computer knocks Database into Martin, toppling them both.
Bye.
Smiling at Lisa, Nelson leaves in the courtroom.
Now, to skip ahead, your diabolical plan was an instant success.
I never said it was diabolical.
Withdrawn.
A sketch artist erases horns from Lisa's head.
This social network quickly unified the disparate children of Springfield Unified.
A flashback.
Oh, I just got invited to make out with Shauna. See?
That went out to 200 guys.
Oh.
And 7 girls.
Oh. Santa's little helper's friends with Snowball, too? Now I've seen everything.
All my friends have birthdays this year.
Bart types on Springface as Wiggum arrests him.
I just unfriended Skinner.
At school.
Gone it. I'm less popular than the hornet's nest in the gym.
You said you were getting rid of that nest.
We trade the honey for chalk and yardsticks.
Hornets make honey?
Better than wasp honey. Not as good as bee.
Is this how you talk on dates?
I wish my dates were this interesting.
Now Lisa views her Springface page.
Hit refresh.
Maggie refreshes her friend count.
I have 1,000 friends, and only 8 of them are Milhouse.
1,000 kids? If you could get each of them to send you a dollar, you'd be a millionaire.
Well, it's not just kids using Springface. It's moms like me. Marge!
Wait a minute. Grown-ups are on this?
Yeah, look!
Peering out a window, Lisa finds Springfield's grown-ups using Springface. Patty and Selma come to the window.
Mm-hmm. We've got to thank you, kiddo. We've gotten so much more action since we signed up and used this picture of ourselves.
It shows busty blonde twins.
That's not you.
You can see our reflection in the sunglasses.
Wow, I've created something incredibly popular.
And I've created something that created something incredibly popular.
And I created an alcoholic hippo.
You never showed it to me.
A stupid alcoholic hippo.
I still want to see it.
There is no hippo.
Then why did you say it?
Because you're the hippo.
Are you just saying that because you don't want me to see the hippo?
I don't have a hippo.
And so, this so-called spring phase spread from the world of children to adults.
At most.
Man, this website makes talking drunk to my wife so much safer. I am sitting here, 0 sheets to the wind.
Marge reads the message.
Counting the moments to closing time when I can stumble home to you. Another round, Mo. Uh-oh, did I type that? Delete, delete. Typing delete does not delete.
Now at church.
It is gratifying to see all of you bowing in prayer, the light of God shining on your faces.
They're all on their phones.
Uh-oh. Bernice Hibbert keeps liking Bumblebee Man's posts. That's how it starts.
Why did I make this church a Wi-Fi hotspot? If you can't beat 'em, join 'em. Let's see, which Muppet am I? Beaker? I guess that's fair.
At school.
Friend, awaiting reply. Friend. Sherry, Terry, Hopscotch, Double Dutch, Ringolivio, anyone?
Turning on the spot, Lisa finds all the kids busy on their phones and laptops.
Oh, I have 1,000 friends and I feel more alone than ever.
Ralph spins on a carousel.
I am trying to set a mood here.
In court.
So, to sum up, Lisa's social network turned into the biggest internet... Well, there have been so many. Ask Jeeves, anyone?
From the crowd, a bald, jowly butler sadly gets up and leaves. Outside, he hails a horse-drawn carriage. As it pulls up, he climbs in and rides off, his head hanging glumly. In court, Burns' lawyer paces dramatically.
And so Springface became too big to control. Just like the 60-foot baby in my self-published novel, The 60-Foot Baby. Order it online now while you can still cheat the government on sales tax.
As I was saying, Springface was used in ways I never expected.
A flashback. Lisa finds Bart, Milhouse, and the bullies playing a violent video game together.
Thanks for springfacing me, your head cleaver, Bart!
In the first-person shooter, a crossbow fires chainsaws that slice enemy soldiers' heads down the middle.
Check this out. I'm hiding a bomb in this pile of corpses, so when Kearney loots their ammo, he gets a face full of ash shrapnel.
Damn, I got ash-wrapped!
Now traffic builds up behind the Simpsons' crawling car. As one car passes, Homer looks up from his cell.
Butcher! That idiot cut me off!
I'm gonna run his plates, find out who he is, then change his spring face profile picture to a shot of a monkey! Get that, Marge? A monkey!
Homer, watch the road!
Right, status update. Homer is watching the...
He plows into Mole Man, causing a multi-car pileup behind him. Flying through the air, Mole Man types on his cell phone.
Dislike! Dislike!
As he hits the pavement, his phone lands beside him. An ambulance arrives. The medics take the phone away. Now car crashes fill Springfield's streets. Carl's head and butt poke through a broken windshield.
Somebody call 911!
I don't know how to use the phone on my phone.
Fireman Springface as a city block burns.
Did you guys get my picture of the fire?
Yeah, I did. Nice grab.
I didn't get it yet.
Yeah, funny how that works.
Lisa Simpson, can you give us any reason why the city should not force you to shut down your site?
I know it's awful and insular and caused 35 deaths, but I had friends. 4 digits of friends. I had a friend in common with Malcolm Gladwell.
He friends everybody.
Fine. I'll shut down the site.
Now at home, Lisa types on her laptop, then clicks a button reading Delete All. In his shop, comic book guy's connection to Springface goes dead.
Time to get a life.
He reads a Life magazine. On a sidewalk, people throw their phones into a trash can. Homer tears up his paper-thin maple void and throws it away. At home, Bart and Milhouse run into Lisa's room, using a Malibu Stacy and a baguette as guns.
We don't need your crummy website. We can make anything into guns.
They leave.
Lisa! Lisa!
She goes to her window.
Want to play Marco Polo with us? We just realized you don't have to play in a pool.
You really want me?
No. We want your dad.
Homer runs out.
Marco! Come on, Lisa!
With a touched smile, Lisa runs outside.
Polo!
Fish out of water!
Blindfolded, Homer merrily chases Lisa and her friends around the yard. Cut to black. Principal Skinner was convicted of selling hornet honey as bee honey. Mr. Burns received a payment of $35 million even though he didn't do anything. Groundskeeper Willie was not in this episode. Lisa learned that it's not how many Springface friends you have. What matters is how many followers you have on Spring Twit. Kearney's avatar died in Vietnam. Now, rowers compete at the London Olympics.
Hey, Winklevosses! You're gonna lose yet again! You should see the expression on your faces. Oh, wait, you can.
They're fat, they smoke, they started training a week ago. Why can't we pull away? Because we can't stop concentrating on that $65 million Facebook settlement, which somehow wasn't enough for us, even though we were rich in the first place.
So long, you big babies. Hope you like the taste of silver.
Help us, Larry Summers. Come on, Wonder Twin!
The Winklevoss twins give up and make out. Executive producer Al Jean. Executive producers James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Sam Simon. Now in a heavily cross-hatched Edward Gorey-style cartoon.
And now for a Simpsons Show's Too Short story.
At the hospital, a nurse hands a baby to Marge.
Once there was a young rascal named Bart. This lad was trouble from the very start.
The newborn plays dead. Now Homer naps in a hammock.
When it came to mischief, he had a black thumb. It didn't hurt that his daddy was dumb.
Bart burns Homer's hair off.
When he came to best friends, it was Milhouse who picked him. Sometimes the sidekick, sometimes the victim.
Bart rolls him downhill in a giant snowball.
And one day at school, engulfed in ennui, Bart dreamed of wrapping the place in TP. So off to the discount store they did skulk, with the evil intent of buying in bulk. They went to the school and put up a ladder, only to wait for Milhouse's bladder.
Milhouse urgently ducks into the school.
All that evening they unfurled with delight, and soon the school was covered in white. The mischievous boys had done their best when an eagle approached, needing a nest.
It snatches the boys with the toilet paper.
They tried to escape with struggles and squirms, but all they got was a diet of worms. There they remained to this very day.
Skinner reads to kids.
You know. Pranks do not pay.
His chair breaks.
Simpson!
A gory-style title card reads, The End.